We are learning Mesechtas Bar Metzia Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, continuing the sugya of Sa'ah B'Sa'ah. Zok the Mishnah. Well, Yoima Adam L'Chaveiro, a person shouldn't tell his friend, Halveini Kur Chitim, lend me a Kur of Chitim, Vani Etel L'Chalagarin, and I'll give it to you when my field finishes growing, I'll pay you back. You're not allowed to say that, because we're worried the price might go up, and the time he pays you back a Sa'ah, it's more. And that's a Shaila of Ribbis, not Ribbis there are bought on, because Lamaisa gave him back a saw. I lent you a saw, give him back a saw. It's giving the same thing, nothing more. But Lamaisa, since it might go up, so it's a Shaila of Ribbis, and therefore Chazal an Asirid. But we'll see, a certain kulos for saw, since it's only Ribbis there are bought on. So now let's say that. If he really has it, just it's not here, then he could say, I'm borrowing it until I get it from the storehouse, or till my son brings the keys, and or if my son comes. But I really have it, then it's mutter. It's called the heter of yeshloi. That if he has it, just not available right the second, then he's allowed to borrow saw b'saw, because ki'ilu, he paid back that saw already, because he has it in stock. And we had a gemara daf samach gimel on beis, that if he doesn't have it in stock, but someone owes him that money, or that saw, someone owes him that saw, that's not enough. He has to actually own it already, and it just it's not readily available right here. It's somewhere else. That's called yeshloi.
Isn't it, doesn't have to hold the whole amount?
The whole amount? You don't have to hold the whole amount. No, we'll see in a second. We'll see in the Gemara. The Hillel Oyser, and Hillel holds that this is also, there's no heter of yeshloi by Salva Sal. The Chena Hillel, and Hillel added another halacha. Loisalva Isha Kiga Lachavata. You can't even lend a loaf of bread to your neighbor. Ash Tase Adam, until you figure out how much it's worth now. Because Shema Yukarachita, maybe it'll go up in price. When himself the rivers come to the rivers, so Hillel is adding another halacha that, and we'll see in the Gemara, because the few Rashi, the Chacham Agan Hillel, they hold that by a dava muit there's no problem of saw v'saw, and Hillel says no, you're not allowed to lend your neighbor a kikar until you make a price on it, because a shayla of saw v'saw, even though it's a dava muit. So that's our Mishnah. We have our Mishnah Issa B'Saw V'Saw, and there's a Heta of Yeshloi, at Yovid B'Ni Yachan Tzim Avteach. And then Hillel said, Hillel asked that, and Hillel also said you shouldn't lend a loaf of bread to your neighbor. Zog to Gemara, Om Rav Huna, Yeshloi Sa'a, love a Sa'a. If you have a Sa'a, you could borrow a Sa'a. So Sa'im, love a Sa'im. You have to have the exact amount that you're borrowing, you have to have in stock. And if you don't, there's no Heta of Yeshloi. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Yitzchak Omer, Afilu Yeshloi Sa'a, love a la Kama Kurim. Even if you have a saw, you could be loiva on it a lot of kurim. It's enough to have one saw, and that you could be loiva a bunch of kurim on that. And Rav Chiya brings a raya to that. Tana Rav Chiya, l'siyui l'Rav Yitzchak. Not Rav Chiya brings a raya. It's a raya from a brisa from Rav Chiya. It's a raya to Rav Yitzchak. It says in the brisa, tipas yayin ein loy. If he doesn't have any drip of wine, a tipas shemen ein loy, then there's a problem. Saw with saw, ha'am yashloy. But if he has it, if he has even a tipa, Loiva like kama tipim, you're allowed to borrow on this kama tipim, a lot of tipim. Now, Rashi speaks out, what's a lamdus? Luchaira, how does that help? Yeshloi, the whole point of Yeshloi is, Gilai paid him back, and that's why it's Ki'ilu went up in his Rishus, and that's why it's not a problem of Saw v'Saw, but the mice only have one Saw, so how does that work? So he says, just like the halacha is, let's say you have the whole entire amount. The halacha is you're allowed to eat that. After you make the halva, you're allowed to use it, that saw. You don't have to actually keep it for paying it back. That's the atyovet b'ni. You don't have to actually keep it safe until you pay it back. You could use that. Because it's just, the point is that right now we look at a ki'ilu, Chazal says, in saw, so there are bottom, we look at a ki'ilu, I paid it back. So he says, so therefore one saw is enough also. One saw is enough, because you borrow every saw for this saw, and then now I'm not eating it. So instead of eating it, I'm using it for the next avah, and next avah, and next avah, until I have the whole amount. The shaila is, Lefidit Man Diyama says you don't need an entire amount. Does the havah have to be an increment, or it could be one big havah? So let's see Taisus for that. Zog Taisus, that near the hashta the kam l'kar v'yitzchak, the filosh ein le'la saw, love amen kam akurim, we pass the v'yitzchak, the holds that if ein le'la saw, you love the kam akurim, the b'raise of v'chiyam asiyele. And that's what we pass him. Ivan Pirish to bechad ein yochel lahalvois elukamosh yeshloy ubezeh dafka shari. He says you only could borrow exactly what you have, but if the only way to do it is do one after another. Let's say I have one saw. I want to borrow 10 saw. I can't just borrow 1 10 saw and say I have 1 saw. I have to borrow 1 saw. Then wait a few minutes, borrow another saw, and bar not asa. Because that's why I'm breaking it up. That's what the Rivan says. That's what the Rivan says. The way you can do it, just give them everything at once. Say, why don't you be kind of one after another? They don't pour tipa tipa. That's what you're asking. You don't have to do that. As long as you have one thing, that's enough. So the classic case of sa'abasah, for example, is to borrow shkolim in America. So you want to borrow 100 shekel from your neighbor to go to Eretz Yisrael, you want a shekel. If you have one shekel, that's enough. I can borrow 100 shekel. And I don't have to borrow one shekel at a time like that. Because I can borrow 100 shekel because I have yeshlei. That's the halacha of yeshlei over here in the Gemara. Actually, I just want to point this out, that we had an idea of yeshlei or peiskim al peiris. Peiskim al peiris means you prepay for peiris in the future. So he says if the moicher has it in stock, then it's mutter. That in stock gotta be the whole entire money. It's not enough one chita. It has to be everything. Ayin Shulchan Aruch, that's what comes out from Shulchan Aruch. That's what, and what the difference is, Ayin Shom, what the difference in Lomas is, you can understand already yourself what the difference in Lomas is. But in any case, there you need, the yeshla has to be everything. Zogt Gemara Vayta. The Hillel Oyser. Hillel holds that yeshla does not work. Omar Nachman, Omar Shmua, Alocha, Kativri Hillel. We pass like Hillel, but less Hillel is going to say. But we don't pass like Rav Nachman and Shmuel, and we don't pass like Hillel, and therefore Yeshloi will work by Saw v'Saw. Right there in the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah, V'cheinu Hillel Oimer Loi Salva Yisho. Omer Avidu Mashmuel, Zu Divrei Hillel. This is Hillel's Shita, that you can't borrow a loaf of bread from your neighbor. Avachom Oimerim, Loivim Stam, Lovim Stam, Uparim Stam. You could borrow and pay back without a problem. And the way Rashi learns that stam means that you don't have to make a ksitzas damim. You don't have to worry about sav asal. Like Rashi, love and kicker is stam, but like ksitzas damim. So like miru ledaktik, but isser sav asal kolkach. We weren't machmir by sav asal so much by a dav amut. And therefore, it comes out that the halacha lemaisa is that there's four ways lemaisa that you could borrow sav asal without having a problem. Four different ways. Way number one is yotza hashar, which is actually not quoted in this Gemara. It was a quote in the Gemara that Ayin Bezim or Bezim the bottom, if you want shot in that Gemara. So Yotza Hashar helps the Sava Sof. There's a Shah. Number two heter is Yeshloi. If you have something of it you could borrow, then a Sava Sof. Third eight says Dava Muit, if it's a small thing like neighbors. And the fourth way is by being Ksisas Domim, seeing how much it costs today and that's how much I owe you. Those are the four ways that Sava Sof is Mutter. Now, for example, you want to borrow a dozen eggs from your neighbor. So do you have, which heter do you have? Let's go through it. Yotza Hashar, not so posh you have Yotza Hashar these days with a dozen eggs. With a pepper, you definitely do. But borrowing a potato or pepper, you definitely have Yotza Hashar. There's a Hashar that in the source. The eggs fluctuate very, very often these days, and there could be a Shaila. So Yotza Hashar maybe you don't have. Yeshloi, if you have one egg, then it's good. And you just know 11 of them, then it's fine. So that would only be Yeshloi. But the third option, you borrow a dozen eggs from your neighbor, l'chare there, tavamu'it, so you can borrow a dozen eggs from your neighbor. So therefore we got the third one. So there's no problem when you want to borrow a dozen eggs from your neighbor, a potato, a pepper, it's not a problem to borrow them from your neighbor, of sav-a-sav, because usually you have yotza shar, or you have tavamu'it, or you have yeshloi, and therefore you just have to know the halachas, and it's not a problem to borrow those things from your neighbor. But anyway, the Choshe Mishpat Dayanim give a Eitzah that whenever you have neighbors, you should make up to your neighbors, when I don't borrow from you, I don't lend to you, everything I give you is Matana. You want to pay back Matana, no problem, but you don't have to. Everything I give you is Matana, and therefore, it won't come to any type of ribbis, because the other ribbis, Shilas example, for example, if I give you a dozen eggs, I give you 11 eggs, I give you back a dozen eggs, that might be a Shilas ribbis. There's no Heta Dovah Mu'ud on that, only on Sava Sah. There's no het adava mu'it on if you pay me back more. Or if I give you need milk, I only have an open bottle. I give you an open bottle, you come back, and you can take out that much. You give me back a whole bottle. I mean, that's might be a problem, ribbis. So therefore, I'll just eat it. That's the eitzah. Okay, zok to Gemara Vaita. V'omra v'yudah mashmur. B'nei chaburu ha'kvinim zeh azeh. If you have b'nei chaburu, which Rashi says, are people, they're living together, they're on a trip, on a road trip, holchem ederech, or yudishin v'ayisechesh, they're on a road trip, or they're dira together. And they're very makbar on each other. They write down every time someone takes a cookie. So that's a big problem. Why? Because they're going to be over a lot of different Nesurim. Over Mashom Mida, or Mashom Mishko, or Mashom Minyan, or Mashom Lov, and Parim B'Yomtiv. First of all, you're over a lot of Nesuri Shabbos. The halacha is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to weigh things and measure things and count things in order to know how much you pay back. You're also not allowed to say, I want to borrow from you, in the lashon of halva'ah. You're allowed to say, I want a shayel, but you're not allowed to say halva'ah. And here, if people are makbun each other, so let's say someone needs an extra two bulkalach, he's going to have to say, you know, so the guy's going to start measuring his bulkalach, see how much you owe me. So if they come to Esuri Shabbos, what he's going to say, halva'ah, they come to Esuri Shabbos. Ukedivri Hillel, Afmashim Ribbis. And if you hold, like Hillel holds, that there's a problem, even by Dava Mu'it, so then you're going to come to Ribbis. And like Tosis points out, that by Makpidim, that's where Hillel Aser, by Makpidim. And still, we hold it's mutter even by Makbidim. Even Makbidim. See, Taisvis. Because the Taisvis, who was in Mara says, just Claude, what Mara says is that people who are very Makbidim each other come to Isser Shabbos, and Lafi Hill will come to Isser Rivers. But it means if you don't hold a hill, it won't be Isser Rivers. Zog Taisvis. Because every hill happens from Rivers, but Afghan Makbidim also hill. Kamrin Bechavur, Makbidim, Avachay Makbidim, Shari. Avagam sees Mara, Stambre Odom, Stambre Odom, he Makbidim, Makli, and Masher Siaka. They're not Michael, Vashav Yosa. Elmashum of Sharabab, Rabban Shara, Phil Makbidim. Why? The Makli Adam Muit, the Michael Adam Muit. But no use to slurp Terrace Rivers. I feel Loy Makli, claiming the time to Rabban Shara, if there's like Mirubis, I saw a Kokak Lassar, Phil Kickrois, Prison of Israel. And Taisa says even two Svaras, why? Dava Mu'it is Mutta, either because you're a Shom Meichel, and even if you're not Meichel, Chazal did not Aser, the Isser, saw, besaw when it came to Dava Mu'it. So it was only Isser Rabbanan. Hey, Mom, by Dava Mu'it, didn't Aser. So the Gemara Vaita. Omar, Vamar, Yudah, Omar, Shmuel, Talmid Chacham, Utarm, Lil, Zeb, Zeb, Ribbis. There's a new Gemara. The Gemara says a Chiddush. Talmid Chachamim allowed to borrow from each other, Beribbis. My time, may the Yad Ribbis Asuro, Matan, the Yavadadi. They know that Ribbis Aser, and they give from a Matana. Now it's a part of the Gemara, because who said Matana is Mutter? So some say that we're not talking about Ribbis Ksutze here, we're just talking about Ribbis Rabbanon. And Tamid Chavon know that it's Matana, they know that they give a Matana, and therefore it's not a problem. And Amalei Shmuel, Avu Bar'i, which this sounds like there was a case of Ribbis Ksutze, Halveini Meya Papalim, lend me 100 peppers, B'meya, V'esrim. I'm going to pay you back 120 peppers. Halveini meya papalim and meya vesim papalim va'orach, and it's mutter to do. So lemaisa, if you see the bottom tais, it says that nira dafka dava muet. Shidei believe we should know shleib lavachia filam atanam etes dafka tam lechachem. So what tais is telling you like this, and there's more in the rishonim that even to the chacham, it's only mutter by dava muet, and it's only mutter by up to 20% more, and it's only mutter by food. That's how it's paskin the shulchan aruch. That's the only time it's mutter. And Lamaisa, the Ramah says, even Tamid Chacham should not be rely on this. And even those who do rely on it, has to be Tamid Chacham, the biggest Tamid Chacham of the Dar. So therefore, this lach is basically not Negeya, but it is a very big Chiddush Shkemara, that if you know that you're giving him a Matana, that is mutter. Which is very schwer, because Lamaisa, we know a Ribbis is, every person who gives Ribbis does it, believe Shalom, and stole it's also. So it's a very big Chiddush Shkemara. But Akapana, like Gemara says, if you know for sure what's Matana, it'll be Mutter, but Lamaisa, and Halach Lamaisa, it's not so negate. Omrav Yudom Rav, Mutter Lord Mahava is Bonov of Nebes of Ribbis, Gilatimun Tam Ribbis. You're allowed to lend your children Beribbis in order to give them the taste of how much Ribbis hurts. Rashi says, Yodu Kamat Star, or Meitza, I know you should have Yunu Kamat. You should understand the pitfalls of Ribbis. And therefore, you're allowed to train your children by lending their money by Ribbis. Now, the Ritual speaks out that we're talking about here, the father owns all the money. The father owns the money he's lending, he owns the kids' money, and therefore, there's no real Ribbis happening here. We're just playing house and being mouthed by Ribbis in order to teach him the time of Ribbis. And the Gemara says, no, you shouldn't do this. V'lav mil sihi, shouldn't do asr misrach. You should not do this because they're going to come to get used to being malva and lending ribbis. I wouldn't want them to do that. And come do that with real money. And when they become a gadol, they're going to be over isurim. Therefore, even though Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was trying to say that it's chinuch, it's mutter to do this, lemaisa lav milsehi, because the osi lemisrach, and therefore you're not allowed to do this.